Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Thor Explorations, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol THX, and down in the US under the symbol THXPF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Segun Lawson. Now, Segun, we're following up on a news release that came out in October 5th, announcing commercial production at the Segilola gold mine in Nigeria. Now, the first gold pour was back in July, and already the company is now in commercial production. First of all, congratulations, Segun, on moving this asset into production. Let's talk about what it took to get it here and also some of the estimates that you have, reminding people what the production profile is here at Segilola, please.
Thank you very much. And thank you for having me back on this on the show speaking about our various projects. Like you rightly say, we poured our first gold in July. And you know, these are the first gold pour, largely symbolic. And we have spent, you know, the 6-7 weeks since then, optimizing the plants and testing it. We have had our teething issues here and there. We've had various issues with different components and different reagents, for example, the carbon. However, and also the rainy season affected, you know, the rate of mining. But we're happy to say that, you know, we've come out of it. We think we're beginning to steady the ship. I think the key points for us are, you know, there are no major red flags. The plant has been running at design capacity, throughput capacity. We've managed to get the mining rate up, mining above what we had previously budgeted. So we're very happy with it. We expect our first gold shipments in the next 10 days and hoping to do 2 gold shipments in October. And yeah, hopefully steady production from there on after through the rest of the year and then the next 5-6 years.
Well, congratulations, Segun. That's a big milestone. And yeah, it's normal for any mine ramping up into new production just to have a few little hiccups to overcome, but sounds like you guys have done that. Another area I'd love you to unpack just for a second is just the recovery rates you're getting. I believe right now it's at 93% and slated to stay there for the next few months, but you're ramping that up to a higher level. So just walk us through that and just that the simplicity of this mining process, you know, using the gravity circuit on the front end before it goes to the mill. Just walk us through the simplicity of the operation and the mining method, but also the recovery rate and how that is set to improve.
Yes, it's hard to give a definitive number on the recovery rate just yet. We'd like this to run for a few more weeks. But what we do have budgeted and planned in terms of recovery is around 93% through October and November. And we'd like to ramp this up to around about 97%, which is what we had in the DFS in December, and keep it at that level going forward. The ore body is very simple. It's a quartz-hosted high-grade ore body with no nasties in there, should I say, no sulfides, no difficult metallurgy. There's a large component recoverable by gravity alone. We've modeled 45% of the gold to be recovered by gravity. But, you know, a number of the tests show that that is possible to go higher. And that also feeds into our low all-in sustaining cost and the fact that we have such a high gravity component.
So then, Segun, what should investors be looking for here in terms of building this gold mine out? Now that you're in commercial production, what are some of the next steps that investors can look forward to here at the Segilola gold mine?
Well, first of all, just the production from this project as well has very compelling project economics. You know, our all-in sustaining cost over the life of the mine over the next 5 years is under $700 per ounce. We're aiming for this year producing around about 30,000 ounces. Next year, we're looking to just go over just over 100,000 ounces and stay around those levels for the life of the mine. In addition to this, in parallel, you know, the project has a relatively short mine life, and we've now have a parallel focus on exploration. So there's a lot of energy and focus going into drilling out satellite targets, which we've been defining through the course of the year. We currently have a 4,000 meter drill program that's ongoing. If we do start getting some hits out of this program, we'll be looking to extend that program and increase the meters from 4,000 to 10,000 meters. I'm talking about targets all within, you know, a 5 kilometer radius of the mine. So it can hopefully, no matter how small the number of ounces are, can be incorporated into the mine plan. and extend the mine life. So that's all going on. That's will be game changing for us in terms of the production profile and the mine life. And yeah, look, we've got our fingers and toes crossed that we get some good drilling results over the next couple of months.
Well, Shay, good. Just remind people that, I mean, you're in a unique situation now that the sunk costs are in for the milling and all the processing. As you explore, and if you find some of those satellite deposits, what normally for a company wouldn't be a non-core asset can easily be more of like a hub and spoke process where you could truck that ore in. So just remind people of the high grade nature of some of what you already have at Segilola and what you're looking for as you're drilling these 4,000 meters.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The head grade for this project at the moment is just over 4 grams per ton. And, you know, that's given the cutoff we have at the moment. So there are areas within the deposit that's much higher grade than that, the grade between 10 and 20 grams per ton. As you say, you know, the satellite targets we're drilling now, any additional ounces, we don't have the need for CapEx or huge infrastructure. They're all within trucking distance. You know, the ounces, any ounces found here, 50,000, 100,000 ounces, extremely material in terms of the impact they have on the project NPV. And, you know, they essentially pretty much go down to the bottom line without a huge number of costs required there. So that's why I said, after answering your last question, this exploration be successful, it would be game-changing from this project, which is already compelling in terms of economics. But, you know, this takes it to the next level, particularly with the potential of mine life extension.
Okay, very interesting, Shagun. Well done. Again, bringing this asset into commercial production and now some of the growth avenues with that drilling. We'll definitely follow up when you start to get some of those drill results back. Let's also talk about the company's project in Senegal, the Douta project. I understand there's a maiden resource coming. We've talked about some of the drilling that has been done at Douta. Bring us up to speed on what investors can expect catalyst-wise out of this asset, please.
Yeah, so look, we've had this Douta project for a few years. We've been doing drilling there on and off. You know, the spotlight turned to Segilola when we acquired that in August 2016. But, you know, this has always been a fantastic second project for us. We have now, as of June this year, completed the drilling for the year and drew a line in the sand as the rainy season kicked in, and now compiling all that information into a maiden resource. That'll be the first major milestone for this project, and that allows us to put something tangible on this project, which we've never had before. We're aiming to get this maiden resource out this month, actually, in a matter of weeks. We're hoping to have done it by now, but a lot of focus has been in Nigeria. But, you know, the maiden resource here gives us an excellent platform to grow from in terms of increasing the resource or the optionality on the project. And once we've done that, we will look to get the news out and then look to come back after the rainy season and build on this, whether it's increase the resource size in terms of strike length. We haven't closed this resource out in terms of strike length. Our northernmost holes are still mineralized. Or whether it's to do some infill drilling. There's some certain areas that we've drilled at a 2 meter spacing and 100 meter spacing. And that's that has potential for infill drilling as well. So it's a fantastic second project we have, and it's got a lot of value to be unlocked for shareholders.
Well, Shagun, just as a look back at it before you put out this maiden resource, your team has already drilled about 45,000 meters on it. Just walk us through, how big is the strike length? And I know you did some work on that Makosa bridge area that links the Makosa main project to the Makosa tail. So just walk us through, how large is this project in strike length, and how far down did you drill, and what do you expect to keep testing as you move forward?
Yeah, so probably about 15 months ago, we were sat with just Makosa, which was 3 kilometers in strike length at the time. We then came back, we did a program extending it to the north, which was successful. We did a program to the south, at the time we called Makosa Tail, that was successful. We extended our drill program to drill between Makosa Tail and Makosa Main, which we termed Makosa Bridge. That was successful. And now we have a strike length of about 7.4 kilometers long. That's mineralized and still open along strike. Our average drill intersections were around about at 50 meters depth, true depth. So we haven't gone very deep at all. And like I said, you know, we've still got this resource open, or this mineralization open to the north. So there's a huge scope here. It's an excellent platform for us, and we're very excited by it.
So, Shagun, where do you see the opportunity then, after this resource comes out, to continue to expand on it? 50-meter depth is not very deep for drill holes, so is it going deeper, or is it even looking outside of this 7-plus-kilometer strike length?
I think our first priority would be to extend the strike length, and I say that because, you know, it's still open to the north, but we still have geochemical signatures to the north of this. And, you know, given the laterite cover, the patches where we don't have these geochemical signatures like we saw at Makosa Till, I'm sure, you know, should we drill them, if the structure continues, they will be mineralized as well. So that's our first priority. We see that as the easy wins. Once we've done all that and we're satisfied that this has got a decent strike length, and even, sorry, more compelling strike length, then we would start taking this thing down at depth.
Yeah, I think 7.5 kilometers is already pretty compelling strike length. But yeah, if you can take it even further, those are the easy answers. And then you take it to depth and into the areas that look good. Do you, to compare it to Segulola isn't really fair because they're different deposits, different geology. But I know this one is still averaging pretty good grade, about 1.5 to 2 grams per ton. So it's more of a what people would consider a low grade bulk tonnage project. But also talk to us about, roughly, I know you're still waiting on the study to come up, but roughly what kind of size are we talking about here, just on what you found thus far, and how would that inform, you know, how you mine it? Would it be a large pit? Would it be a series of pits? What are you looking at with such a large strike length?
Yeah, so the grade being probably around about 1.5, or if we're very lucky, up to between that 1.5 and 2 grams, the mineralization being relatively narrow, we can't chase too deep, too far down at depth. So it'll probably be a series of pits. So you compare that with Segulola, where we've got one big pit with this very high-grade open pit project. It won't be quite like that. But in terms of ounces, I think we'll probably come in above where we are in Nigeria, above Segulola, by quite a bit in terms of ounces for ounces, but just a much lower grade. So look, the next few weeks all will be press released for everyone to see.
All right. Well, Shagun, thank you for this update. There's a lot going on with this company. First commercial production there at Segulola, and still some expansion potential there, drilling those satellite areas. And then at Douta, we'll be watching for that maiden resource coming. Please keep us up to date on the news coming down the line. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us, fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com, and we will pass those on to Shagun and get those questions answered. Shagun, again, thank you for your time. Keep us up to date on future news, please.
Thank you very much, guys. And I look forward to coming back and give you further updates.